All right. Every week we get a chance to talk with Frank Ragnow from the Lions. He's on the line right now. Yeah. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right.
You a Taylor Swift fan there, Frank?
Thanks for the... Was that some clapping? Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We all clap for you.
Yeah.
A lot of clapping.
Wow. I needed that. Thank you.
So is Frank...
Are you in need of a little cheering up, Frank?
Little love.
I can read off the list of fishing lures again if you would like.
Yeah.
Hula popper. The yellow-bellied sapsucker.
The hula popper.
And then a group hug. Come
on. whatever cheers you up, because we're looking for the same cheering up as well. Lions fans are taking it on the chin, as are the players. I want to ask you, before we ask you about the game on Sunday, we just found out a couple hours ago that T.J. Hockenson, who lines up alongside linemen sometimes when he's blocking, is no longer on the team. He was traded to Minnesota. What are your thoughts about that?
I wish him nothing but the best. He was a great teammate. Obviously, he's a good player, and I've had nothing but great interaction with TJ, and I'm excited to continue our friendship, and I wish him nothing but the best, man.
Did you get a chance to talk to him?
I shot him a text, but I haven't heard back. I'm sure he's getting blown up.
Yeah, plus he's on his way someplace else right now. With the trade deadline, you know, every year, is there a sense of nervousness amongst the team and the guys, a lot of texting the day before about who might be going or who might be coming?
Not that I know of or have been a part of. I think that's kind of more of the outside noise. I obviously can't speak to it for everybody, but from my point of view, I've never been a part of the talk there.
This is a new phenomenon, too, because usually players, though, you might get one trade a year or whatever. It was like nine today. Yeah. Is there something different with the way the NFL is now that they can move guys like that?
I don't think anything's changed. I think just like maybe just GMs are getting more aggressive and they're seeing other GMs do these crazy trades. And now they're like, oh, I got to do a crazy trade. I'm not sure, to be honest.
Well, I think it seems like to me like they're doing what a lot of basketball teams have done to do in baseball. Now, if they look like they're going to have a run at it, they mortgage some future things. Like, I mean, that's look at T.J. Hockenson. Did the Minnesota Vikings really think they were going to be 6-1
right
at this point in the season? Probably not. But now that they are, and they see the Green Bay Packers are falling off, they'd have to have a hell of a second half of the season to catch them. They look at, hey, you know what? We're going to the playoffs, and we might do really well. Let's beef it up. Let's make a run for it. Let's go for a star player. We'll trade a couple of picks. I don't know how you feel about this, TJ, but for me, when you find out that you're traded essentially for like second and third round draft picks after you've been in the league and proven yourself, been an all pro, it just seems to be not equal value. Is that just because the NFL puts such a ridiculous value on potential draft picks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure from like a player's perspective, we'd all like to think that we're worth first round picks, right? Because we're already in the league and we're
or another star player.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, or something like that. But I understand also, like, from a GM's perspective, and you're thinking about the future and whatnot and the potential with picks. So there's always that word, that potential. But from a player's perspective, yeah, I'm sure all of us would like to be traded for the most lucrative things possible to make ourselves feel good.
What are you worth on the open market there, Frank?
Easy. Oh, who knows, man? Who knows?
What are you worth?
Three beans and a promise that a beanstalk will grow in exchange for your cow.
Five first round picks. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, nine first round picks. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is it disheartening to see that, you know, the front office has basically said, well, we're going to take a guy who's clearly, a very, very good player at his position. You don't have a backup for him who's of equal talent. And we're just going to, you know, consider the future. What does that make you feel about the present?
It's tough being a player, but, you know, you have to trust in everybody doing their job. You have to trust in the higher powers and their vision and whether their thoughts are. And, you also know guys like Shane Dilstra might get a chance now. It's tough, but you just kind of got to stay in your lane and focus on your job.
Do you count the tight ends as like the assistant linemen? Because they do have to block with you guys on the end of the line. They're like, they're not really in the lineman's room, but they're like cousins, right?
I don't know if they get that much credit. They get a bunch of credit when they make a good block, but then we get real frustrated with them
when they don't. Plus, they get to catch the ball now and then. Those no good, lousy, you know what?
Life. They're still living the great glory life.
Yeah, spotlight, not down in the mud.
Subject,
yeah, apparently
know.
You
the tight end rule.
Yeah. Frank, I like when you said we believe in a higher power because so do many Lions fans. That's why they're always yelling, "Jesus!"
Thanksgiving is ruined again. Yeah.
tell us about this past week as much as you want to tell us. You know, you guys, you came out on fire. You looked like that offense that has averaged so many points, you know, the top end of the NFL this year. Every drive was worth points. I think it was five straight drives with points. And then somehow you got to the end. You just, that was the one that didn't convert. You had a fourth and one or two and went for a long pass, incomplete, and you end up losing by a handful of points. Seems like a microcosm on a lot of the losses of the season.
Yeah, man, it's frustrating. You're right. We were rolling, and I think we scored on every drive in the first half, which is a great feeling as an offense. And things were going well going into halftime, and then we came out of halftime and we shot ourselves in the foot. I mean, we had penalties. We weren't able to convert on that fourth down, and that's just the tale of two halves of the story of the game, and it's frustrating because we were doing good, and then the thing that's hard is the defense didn't change at all. They were still doing the same things that they were doing. You know, it was all self-inflicted, which is stuff that we can correct and hopefully learn from, you know.
On that fourth and one play, was that the play originally called, or did Jared Goff see something and change it up?
He checked the protection. I'm not sure on the route trees and everything.
But it was always going to be a pass. It wasn't a run that was checked off.
Correct. It was always a pass. Mm.
That has to just break your heart when you see a guy diving in the end zone, mm-hmm. incomplete, and then you realize there's not enough time left to get the ball back, and you know that was, you were so close.
Yeah, it's tough, man. A lot of hard work goes into it, so it's frustrating.
Yeah.
You must be feeling better now. I see you practice every day. I know usually early in the season when you hurt your foot, you're taking Wednesdays off. Now you're back. Are you pretty much back now from that injury?
We're still coming along. It's still there, but it's a lot better for sure.
Well, so what's the attitude now? I mean, 1-6, you know, you're not making the playoffs in any real world scenario, but you still got a whole second half of the season to play. So, you know, how do you sort of get the fires going as you're going forward?
No, me personally, man, I just pride in my name, pride in the Ragnow name, pride in my job. You know, I take a lot of pride in being the center for the Detroit Lions, and I want to do everything I can to be the best I can every Sunday. And that's kind of how I've always looked at it, is do everything I can, because there's a lot of people who would love to be in this position. So I just want to give her my best, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, you got the Packers this weekend, which traditionally has always been a really rough game. But the Packers are having their own troubles this year.
Yeah,
despite the fact that Aaron Rodgers comes out of every game going, chill, chill, it's all, everything's great.
Relax.
Yellow-bellied sapsucker. Belly-bellied sapsucker. But other than his Zen motif, they're not having any great shake season either. They've only won two more games than you have.
Yeah, you know, but they've also got him on that side of the ball, so, you know, anything can happen. And then they've got a very talented front seven, so it'll definitely be a test for us like every week, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, we are too. We appreciate you coming on, and look forward to speaking to you next Monday. Have
a
great week.
Ten more games left.
All right. Yeah. Have a great week, Frank.
Appreciate you guys.
Yellow-bellied sapsucker. Yellow-bellied sapsucker.
Yep.
It's a happy word. It's 760 WJR.